ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sara from Prashanthi Nilayam, and welcome once again to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Size Bishu. Today is November 19th. In the morning, from Sai Kulwant Hall, you heard the women devotees of Bhagwan singing bhajans. And the International Sai Organization is celebrating it online with a beautiful Ladies' Day program. For all those who are in Prashanthi Nilayam, on November 18th, for the first time after many, many months, devotees were allowed to sit inside Sai Kulwant Hall with slowly the pandemic becoming less troublesome. You have devotees now having the opportunity to go inside Sai Kulwant Hall and not only have darshan but also be seated for the prayer sessions. And so that is how the Ladies' Day celebrations began, on a very auspicious, welcoming note in Prashanthi Nilayam. And if you look at the documentation of the early years of Bhagwan, if you look at what we know of what happened in the 1940s, 1950s. Interestingly, it is the women devotees of Bhagwan who have left for us treasure trove of such incredible moments of being with Bhagwan. If you want to read about how it was to be with Bhagwan in the 40s, you cannot but read Anyatha Sharanam Nasti, written by Srimati Vijay Kumari from Kuppam. If you want to know about the amazing leelas that happened during that phase of Bhagwan before the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir came into being, you cannot miss to read the Divine Leelas of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, written by Srimati Nagamani Purnaya. If you want to soak yourself in how it was to be with Bhagwan in those early years, you cannot miss to read Lokanath Sai. You cannot miss to read the experiences of Peddabottu Amma if you want to know how Bhagwan confirmed to the devotees in those early years that he is the same Shirdi Sai, come again as Satya Sai. As I was reflecting on Ladies' Day, what came to me is how what we know of the early years of Bhagwan, most of the beautiful accounts of the early phase of the Sri Sathya Sai Saga comes to us only because so many beautiful souls, so many beautiful women devotees who were like Gopikas, who truly lived with Bhagwan like Gopikas, they experienced that love, they treasured that love, and they shared that love. And they have filled the hearts of so many devotees for generations with bliss through their accounts. In this series, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, we have been reliving some of those beautiful stories from the 1940s and early 50s. And as I have mentioned in the previous episodes, I have been sharing a lot from the accounts published by Srimati Nagamani Purnaya. Earlier, I have shared with you stories written by Srimati Sucharita from her book Sri Sathya Sai Madhurasmati, another beautiful soul, another exalted woman devotee through whom Bhagwan gave us so many lovely experiences. So many of us have heard the talks of Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, again from the family of Dr. Padmanabhan. Srimati Sucharita also belongs to that same family, and it is through them that today we drink the nectar of the divine leelas of Bhagwan. It is really very heartening and very interesting that so many beautiful stories of Bhagwan's advent, all those stories that are filled with sweetness, they come to us through the hearts of the human devotees. For the Western audiences, you have the divine experiences with Sathya Sai Baba, written by Diana Baskin. You have so many books written by Joy Thomas. Diana Baskin's book is another treasure for anyone who is new to Swami, especially from the Western world. You have so many books by Mrs. Joy Thomas. You have books which take you to a different level by Mrs. Phyllis Crystal. But for me, if you look at any of those stories from the Leela phase of Bhagwan, the first 16 years of Bhagwan, most of them, almost all of them, come to us through the memories of Vijayamma, Kannamma, Peddabattu Amma, and Srimati Nagamani Purnaya, Nagamma. Once Bhagwan was giving a discourse on Lord Krishna, and Bhagwan was describing the bhakti of a gopika. It happened in those early years. Bhagwan was saying that Krishna was so pleased with the devotion of the gopikas that on one occasion he gave a gopika a sapphire ring with his image on it. Lord Krishna gifted this to a gopika. Bhagwan mentioned this, and then Bhagwan walked into the bhajan hall, and after the Mangala Aarti was performed, Bhagwan asked a devotee to fetch a silver cup. And once the silver cup was brought, Bhagwan materialized a large number of sapphires. Swami filled the cup with sapphires, and each one of those sapphires had Lord Krishna's image on it, just as he had described a few minutes ago. Srimati Nagamani Purnaya writes how all the devotees at that point in time longed to have that sapphire with them. Swami did not give it to them, but Bhagwan showed them those sapphires. Bhagwan for a moment went back to the Krishna times, and Swami was reminded of the gopikas while sitting with the devotees in the yesteryears, and Swami was perhaps reliving his times, and he brought those sapphires just to show them how on one occasion he had gifted such sapphires to those gopikas whose hearts were pure, whose hearts were clean and serene, and how Lord Krishna got attracted to their beautiful souls. We are really grateful to all these gopikas who really looked after Bhagwan in those earlier, Sakamma, Subbamma, who had the devotion like the Gopikas of the early years, who toiled for Bhagwan, who spent sleepless nights for Bhagwan's welfare. We have shared with you the story of Ratanlal Amma. For 40 years and more, she took care of Bhagwan's physical health. When the Lord comes down in a human form, a mother is needed to remind the Lord to have food, to remind the Lord to take rest, because the Lord never thinks about himself. As long as Mother Ishwaramma was there, she was constantly worried about Bhagwan's physical health. And it is so divinely ordained that in 1971, Bhagwan gives the opportunity to Mrs. Ratanlal to cook something for him. And the year after that, Mother Ishwaramma leaves the earth and merges at his feet. And since then on, Ratanlal Amma takes charge of Bhagwan's kitchen and she looks after Bhagwan's bodily needs, whatever Bhagwan allowed. And it is because of such mothers that the avatar also could carry on and give joy to people. And on this Ladies' Day, you cannot but think about all these beautiful souls whose love, whose devotion, whose commitment, whose madness for God was as like it was for the Gopikas. They forgot their homes, they forgot their families, they forgot everything else of their life, and they just only thought about Swami. And even today in Prashant Nilayam, you have so many such ladies. There are ladies who do the garlands for Bhagwan's Sannidhi every day. There are ladies who have served in the canteen for 50 years, still on, going on. And it is because of the dedication, the commitment, and the intensity and the purity of their love for Bhagwan that the Sai mission continues, that we have such beautiful documentation of Satya Sai glory, that Prashant Nilayam shines with sacrifice, with purity, with nobility. Let me take you back to the 40s and share with you beautiful tales that were narrated for us by Srimati Nagamani Purnaya. She recalls a story where a Brahmin family was performing Gauri Puja. The Gauri Puja is a very big event for a married Hindu woman. The woman of the house generally went out to buy flowers for celebrating the puja. They would make elaborate arrangements. On one occasion, it so happened that this Brahmin lady unfortunately lost her Mangalyam. She was preparing to do the Gauri Puja, and to her bad luck, she lost that golden pendant which every married woman wears. And it is considered to be the most sacred ornament for a Hindu married woman. And when she lost that, she was so pained. It is not just the monetary value of the thing lost, but you feel so incomplete. A married woman feels so lost without that sacred ornament on her body, and it is such a sad thing to happen. And every married woman would want to do the Gauri Puja wearing that ornament, and she could not find it. Everyone in the house started searching for it, but they could not find it anywhere. And this lady, she did not know what to do. She started praying to Bhagwan, and she went to the altar and she said, "Oh Lord, I have no one except you to protect me at this time. How can I worship Gauri without my auspicious Mangalam, without this auspicious sign of my womanhood? Have pity on me. Please protect me." She went on praying to the Lord. And even after frantically searching for so much time, when she could not find it, she tied a piece of saffron to a yellow thread and she wore that, because you feel so incomplete to do the puja without wearing the mangalyam. So she just took this yellow thread and she wore it around her neck and she sat to begin the Gauri Puja with a heavy heart. And even as she was about to start the puja, just then one of her daughters came running from the opposite house, and guess what, she was holding that mangalam in her hand. And when the woman asked, "Where did you find this?" and she said, "No, this was found in our neighbor's house. Our neighbors, when they were just collecting the rubbish, as they were sweeping their house, suddenly they found the mangalyam there. And so they came and gave it to us, saying, maybe it belonged to us." And the mother just grabbed that from her daughter's hand and she said, "Oh my God, how did it go there?" I mean, the mother never went to the opposite house. She was not in the vicinity of the neighbor's house at all. She had gone to the marketplace. There's no way that it could have been found in the opposite house. And she knew how Bhagwan comes to the rescue. Once you sit down and you pray and you pour your heart out, and she knows how Bhagwan will protect his devotees. A devotee's life is not always full of roses and without the prick of thorns, but the thorns are removed by the tender hands of the divine. That is how it is. Once you know Bhagwan, once you discover Bhagwan, once you have him as your everything in your life. In fact, there is a story about how this Brahmin family from Bangalore came to Bhagwan. Their eldest daughter had been married, and that son-in-law had a hotel, and they were very prosperous to begin with. And this daughter was also able to help her parents because she was in a prosperous family. But suddenly the son-in-law suffered an attack of plague, and even though his life was not in danger, but that illness was long drawn, and that illness converted them from prosperous people to paupers. All their wealth was gone. He could not earn, and the treatment took away all their wealth. The hotel was sold, and he could not get a job to maintain himself and his family. And they did not know what to do. And it is actually at this time that they make a trip to Puttaparthi. And they love Puttaparthi and they stay in Puttaparthi and they seek solace and grace from Bhagwan. And when they were about to leave from Puttaparthi, their hearts were light. They were so happy to have Bhagwan's darshan. Bhagwan called them. Swami blessed them. And Swami said, "On your way back home, I will give you a lot of joy and happiness." And as their bullock cart was taking them on the winding path along the hills, they were all talking about Bhagwan's leelas. And suddenly, their attention was attracted towards the foot of a hill, where they saw Shirdi Sai Baba sitting on a rock, cross-legged, with a cloth of snow-white color turban tied on his head. And they saw this amazing darshan of Shirdi Sai at the foot of a hill at a distance. Then they saw Baba get up. They saw Shirdi Sai climbing the hill, and they saw Shirdi Sai blessing them by waving his handkerchief. And after that, their cart moved along. And as they moved, the vision of Shirdi Sai disappeared. Swami had told, on your way back, I'll fill you with joy and happiness. They had no idea what that joy and happiness would be. But their heart was full, it was brimming with bliss for having that darshan. All their sorrows had melted away. They had come to Puttaparthi because of the burden of their lives, because they had lost their money, lost their business, lost everything. But they are going back now with their hearts full of having received the grace of Bhagwan. And I mentioned to you how Bhagwan from then on became their constant companion, constant go-to person whenever they needed anything. And that is how, when the mother started doing the Mang Gauri Puja, Bhagwan came to her rescue. And their story of receiving the grace of Bhagwan does not end there. That family had two daughters. The elder one after attaining the marriageable age, the parents wanted to get her married, but they had no money to meet the expenditure of the marriage, nor did they have a groom in view who would be prepared to marry the girl in spite of their poverty. So it was a constant worry for them. And they were wondering if in some way Bhagwan's hand would make this possible. And it is at this point that suddenly the girl's maternal uncle came forward on his own and said that he would marry the girl. And he told the parents not to worry. And he said, don't worry. You have to only get the Mangalyam made. Only make the precious bridal ornament made. Everything else I will take care. And this bridegroom was working in a printing press. So the press did not charge him for printing the invitations. Once the printing of the invitations was over, they were placed before Bhagwan for his blessings. And Swami readily blessed. And as the invitations were being distributed one by one, the devotees of Bhagwan came forward to help the parents with money, with resources. The Mangalam was presented by the grandfather. The rice required for the marriage was gifted by another. Somebody else gave a few hundred rupees. We are talking about the 1940s. Somebody else said, I will look after the decoration of the mandap. So like this, all the devotees of Bhagwan, they came forward and helped in the marriage. And the girl's aunt, who was a singer, she said, I will sing at the marriage reception, so you don't have to call anyone else. And that is how, even though they had nothing in their pockets, with that one blessing of Bhagwan, the marriage was celebrated in a grand manner. The parents did not incur any debt. Whatever was needed automatically came. If this is the story of one daughter, the second daughter's marriage also got fixed on the same occasion. They were thinking about the second daughter, but it's happened so interestingly that one of the boys who had come to attend the marriage of the elder sister saw the younger daughter and he was very keen to marry the younger daughter. The parents said that they don't have the money to bear the expenditure for another marriage immediately. But the first son-in-law got a small job for the father-in-law. And hardly a year had passed, then the man and the parents started thinking that it was advisable to now get the second daughter married too. And they performed Gauri Puja. One of those days, Bhagwan came and Swami said, "You don't worry, your second girl's marriage would be celebrated in a manner even grander than the first one's." And that is how it happened. The father had so little money. And it happened how all Bhagwan's things happen in the most unexpected manner. Many years ago, when the father was earning, he had given a loan of 2,000 rupees to someone. And suddenly this borrower, after many, many years, appeared and he said, "I want to give you back your loan." And that's how the father got suddenly money out of nowhere. And that took care of the decoration for the marriage hall. It took care of the orchestra. It took care of buying the gifts that were needed for the wedding. And just as Bhagwan had told, the wedding happened on a much grander scale than the first daughter. And Srimati Nagamani Purnaya says, that is the reward of your faith in Bhagwan. This couple, once they came to Bhagwan, their mind was only thinking about Swami, contemplating on His leelas. And Swami is saying, if you think about me, forgetting everything else, I will look after everything of yours. For me, if you are priority, then for God also, you are always a priority. If we make God priority one in our life, we will experience how we are priority one for God in our lives. The parents of these girls, they used to only spend their time in Namasmarana, in regular bhajans. And they know that all they have to do is to think about Bhagwan and He will make everything grander than how He had done before. And that is how Bhagwan took care of the two daughters of this Brahmin family. He was there when they had a tragedy. He was there when they were celebrating. He was constantly taking care of all the ups and downs of their life, because they said, "Oh Lord, for us, it is only You who matters. And we have nothing, we know nothing. All we know is to sing Your name, is to think of You with love, and is to just say Sai Ram." That is the love of the Divine Mother. That is the love of the Divine Mother who takes care of all her children, no matter where they are, no matter what their status is. The Divine Mother can only fill you with auspiciousness, goodness, prosperity and peace.
श्रीकरे कृपा करे क्षेमं करे कायेश्वरी शंकरे अभयं करे शुभं करे सायेश्वरी श्रीकरे कृपा करे क्षेमं करे सायेश्वरी श्रीकरे कृपा करे क्षेमं करे सायेश्वरी शंकरे अभयं करे शुभं करे सायेश्वरी करे कृपा करे क्षेमं करे सायेश्वरी तांडव केणि प्रिय करी भैरवि प्रलयं करी
श्रीकरि कृपा करि क्षेमं करि सायेश्वरी. It is this Divine Mother who fills us with welfare. Kshemam kari Saishwari, Kripa kari. A woman had suffered from a paralytic stroke and she could not walk. And a friend of her husband told them that if only they went to Puttaparthi and submitted themselves to Swami, she would get cured. And so this couple reached Puttaparthi. Their hopes of being invited by Swami for a personal interview did not materialize. And they thought, we will stay in Parthi. And they continued to stay for months. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 8 months they continued to stay. And Bhagwan had not yet called them. And the husband looked after the wife, doing everything. The husband used to do the cooking and look after the bedridden wife in every way. At the end of 8 months, on the day of Gauri Puja, the woman was crying with sorrow because that's a puja that she wanted to do, and being bedridden, she was unable to do, she was unable to cook anything for Goddess Gauri. She was unable to perform any of her duties as the woman of the house, and she was feeling very sad. And on that day, Swami sent for her. After 8 months, Swami calls them for interview, and she was taken inside in a stretcher. And when she was face to face with Bhagwan, Swami talked to her very sternly, actually. Swami actually told her, what is this? You're making your husband do everything for you. Your husband is cooking. Your husband is taking care of every little thing for you. Gauri Puja is there. You should do everything, isn't it? And when Swami talked about it in rather stern manner, she started crying and she started sobbing uncontrollably. And she said, Swami, I'm not even able to walk. What can I do, Swami? I wish I can do. I'm not able to do. Swami said, go. Do your work. Don't put all the burden of cooking and looking after everything on your husband. Go and do your work. And the woman said, Swami, you can see, Swami, I'm not able to walk. I cannot walk. Then Swami smiled and said, get up. Get up and walk. There is nothing wrong with you. You just try, get up and walk. And she tried to get up. And as she tried to get up, to her utter amazement, she found that her body was cooperating. And to the surprise of everyone around, she just started walking. Something she had not done for 8 months. She just got up without any difficulty. And you can only imagine how the husband and wife fell at Bhagwan's feet and washed his feet with their tears. Shri Kari Krupa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari. That is the love of the Divine Mother. We may have merits, we may not have merits. Our prayers may have intensity, may not have intensity also. The mother is all the time full of compassion. If you go to her, she will fill your heart. If you go to her, she will take care of you. It is our interest in the mother which will draw the grace from her. And she is watching. She is taking care of every little thing. There can be tragedies in life. That does not mean that the mother has distanced herself from us. No. You have to go through what you have to go through. But she is there. A couple was very much devoted to Lord Venkateshwara of Tirupati. They had 3 children. The eldest was a son and there were 2 younger daughters. Very tragically, suddenly the father died, leaving the mother a widow, and This mother was distressed. How to take care of 3 children? Husband just left suddenly. But her faith in Lord Venkateshwara was so strong. She did not give up her puja to Lord Venkateshwara. For generations, the family had been donating ghee to the Tirupati temple for use in the Akhanda Deepam, in the ceremonial lamp that glows all the time. And so the mother told the son, "You please go to Tirupati and offer ghee to the Akhanda Deepam." When the son went to Tirupati to do this duty and fulfill the wish of the mother, before going there to the Akhanda Deepam, he took a bath in the temple tank, and as the boy was dipping in the temple tank water, suddenly his foot slipped and he sank. He got drowned in the temple tank. When the dead body was removed from the tank, from the papers found in the pocket of his shirt, the temple authorities discovered his address and informed the mother of the sad news. Imagine what would be the state of the mother. You just lost your husband. To fulfill the tradition of offering something to the deity, the son goes and the son also loses his life. What would be the state of the mother? Will you feel like praying? Will you feel like doing anything? But that was not the case with this mother. She said, "No matter, no problem." That did not affect her faith in the divine. She continued to pray. Yes, there was sorrow in the heart, but she continued to pray. And she was praying more ardently than ever. Yes, she asked the Lord, "Why did you deprive me of my husband and also my son?" She cried at the feet of the Lord, but she continued to pray. She did not allow herself to distance from the Lord. In fact, she became closer to the Lord. She continuously asked the Lord. She continuously was at the feet of the Lord. And the family, now the mother and 2 daughters, they went to Tirupati to perform the obsequies of the son. And that night, Bhagwan appeared in her dream, and Swami told her, "There is a place called Puttaparthi. Go there, have darshan of Swami, you will have shanti." And the mother had no clue of Puttaparthi. She had never seen Swami. But the dream was very vivid. So in the morning she told her daughters that, "I had such a dream. I was asked to go to Puttaparthi and have the darshan of Swami." And when she narrated the dream to her daughters, the daughters said, "Ma, we also had a similar dream." All the 3, interestingly, had identical dreams. All the 3 of them were told that, "Come to Puttaparthi, have the darshan of Swami, you will have peace." The mother stood in front of Lord Venkateshwara and cried her heart out, thinking of her husband and son. And when she came out of the sanctum sanctorum, an old fakir met them. The fakir had a cloth tied around his head, like how Shirdi Sai used to tie on his head. And none of them had seen this fakir before, but this fakir started conversation with them, and he too advised them to go to Puttaparthi, and said, "If you want, I can accompany you, and I can take you there." And the woman said, "Okay, that would be nice. We have to go to Puttaparthi. If you can take us to Puttaparthi, That would be nice. So all of them proceeded by train to Puttaparthi. And in the train, the mother started narrating her story to the fakir. Though the daughter, especially the younger one, felt that maybe the mother should not be sharing all these with a stranger. But somehow the mother felt so confident to share everything with that fakir. In fact, at one stage of the journey, the fakir was about to leave them. He said, okay, I can go now. You know how to go to Puttaparthi. But the mother said, no, you please be there. Please take us as far as you can. We will be lost without you. You please be with us. And so the fakir continued to travel with them. And he took them up to the gate of Prashantinilayam. And once they reached the gate of Prashantinilayam, mysteriously the fakir just disappeared. In fact, the mother and daughter started searching for him. They could not find him anywhere. Only then the younger daughter realized that it was not something ordinary what they had experienced the last few hours. Once they stepped inside Prashantinilayam, they found out that Swami is not there. When they asked for Bhagwan, they said that he has gone outside and we don't know when he will come. But the family, the mother and daughters, they said, we will stay here till he comes back. And a few days later, one of the girls noticed a big car coming into Prashantinilayam. And as he saw the car coming near, she saw someone like the one whom she had seen in the dream. She saw such a person calling her, and when she went near the car, Swami told her, call your mother. And when the mother also went, all of them, when they saw Swami, they just fell at Bhagwan's feet because they knew that he is the one who had come in the dream and told them, come to Puttaparthi, you will get peace, you will get peace. And the mother was now just crying. She was just a sea of tears and she fell at Bhagwan's feet. And Swami consoled the family. And Swami did something out of the world. Swami stretched out his palm for the mother to see. And when Bhagwan extended and opened his palm, on Swami's palm, as if there was a movie, scene after scene, the mother saw how her son had gone to Puttaparthi, how he slipped while he was taking bath, how he fell into the tank, and how after that, the son was happily doing puja to Lord Venkateshwara. When the mother saw that the son was happy and the son was doing puja to Lord Venkateshwara, she at once stopped crying. Not only that, the mother also saw how she and her daughters came to Puttaparthi. The train journey, the fakir who was with them all through. And when Bhagwan said, you don't worry about your son, don't cry for the loss of your son, because he is now happier than he was when on earth. And when those words came from Bhagwan, after seeing those scenes on Bhagwan's hand, truly, the mother was at peace. Swami said, you come to Puttaparthi, you will be in peace. And she was now completely at peace. In fact, the mother and the daughters, they made Prashantinilayam their home. And they started living in Puttaparthi and becoming a part of the ashram, participating in bhajans and spending their time only in divine contemplation. Shri Kari, Kripa Kari, Kshemam Kari, Saishwari, Shankari, Abhayankari. In another family, a girl was devoted to Bhagwan. Her brother had gone on an excursion to Mumbai and was staying in a hotel. And one night when he was sleeping alone, he developed high fever and he could not do anything for himself. He was feeling very thirsty, but there was no one to even give him water. And it was at this point that he remembered how her sister used to always say that, pray to Bhagwan. And he said, Swami, I have always been hearing my sister praying to you as Bhakta Bandhava. You are the one who takes care of the devotees and you are the savior of those who are helpless. Anatha Rakshaka, I am in that condition now. Can you please help me? Can you please take care of me? And in a few minutes, what he saw stunned him. Bhagwan just walked into that room and Swami switched on the light. Swami himself gave him water. Swami applied vibhuti on his forehead. Swami brought a chair and sat near him. And after a few minutes, the boy's fever subsided. And once he felt that he was okay, he just slept. In great comfort, he fell asleep. The next thing he realized when he woke up in the morning and he thought all that was a dream. Swami coming, switching on lights, sitting here and taking care of me, giving me water. He thought everything is a dream, but he actually saw that the light was on, the door was open, the chair was there near him, the vibhuti mark was there on his forehead and his fever had gone. Abhayankari, Shankari Abhayankari. He is the one who removes all the fears, removes all the troubles. Shubhankari, he fills you with all auspiciousness. As they say, even if one member in the family prays to Bhagwan, prays to God, God is there to help everyone. We have to just choose Him with faith. If we just choose Him, we don't have to make any other choice in our life. All other choices He will take care. A woman devotee of Bhagwan had adorned her statue of Lord Krishna with a golden chain. And she was very fond of that statue and she was very pained when one day she found that the chain had been stolen. A few months later she went to Bhagwan. She came to Puttaparthi. And as she was walking along with some devotees, Swami suddenly came to her and Swami asked her, do you want the chain which you used to put on Lord Krishna? You have lost that chain, isn't it? She said, Swami, I would be so happy to have it. Not because of the monetary value, because it looked so beautiful on my Krishna. I don't know how it disappeared from my Krishna. And Swami then revealed to her and said, it was your servant who was very much in need of money. And that's the reason why he stole that chain. He stole it with the idea of selling it. But somehow after taking the chain, he did not have the mind to sell it. But at the same time, he could not restore it to the idol because he thought he will be caught. So your servant just buried it under a tree. And as Swami said this, Swami waved his hand and Swami brought that golden chain which is buried under the tree, and in fact there was bits of earth sticking to it. And the lady was overjoyed at seeing the chain that she adorned her Krishna with. శంకరి అభయంకరి శుభంకరి సాయేశ్వరి. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ మదర్. A devotee couple went with their two children to Puttaparthi for Bhagwan's darshan. These are all stories from the 40s. And after a stay of a couple of days in Parthi, they were returning to Bengaluru after Bhagwan permitted them to leave. On the way, one of the children developed fits and suddenly his health became really serious and he died in the middle of the road. They didn't know what to do and he just died, and the parents did not know what to do. They just were overcome with so much grief. The second child was crying and crying, and the mother consoled the second child saying, "It is okay, we should not have Swami responsible for it. We have to go through what we have to go through." And even as the mother was consoling this child who was just crying, the other one, suddenly an old man appeared before them and asked, "Why is this child crying?" And when they told, "This is what had happened, we just lost one of our children," then the old man asked for the child, for the dead child, and he took it in his hands and he asked them for a packet of vibhuti that Swami had given them before they left Puttaparthi. He took that vibhuti and smeared it on the child's body. And when he did that, the child immediately woke up as if he was in deep sleep. And he started calling, "Ma, Ma," started calling for the mother. And imagine the joy of the parents who thought they had lost their child forever, suddenly calling out, "Ma, Ma." And when they turned around to thank the Savior who just could breathe life into a dead soul, they could not find that old man anywhere. And interestingly, at the same time, Swami was telling devotees in Puttaparthi, "You know that couple who left half an hour earlier? They will come back now." And even as Swami was saying this, the couple returned and they entered the mandir and they told the whole story. And what else they can do? They just fell at Bhagwan's feet and just submitted their everything at his lotus feet. Such are the tales, the glories of the Divine Mother, and such are the blessings that we are conferred with thanks to the likes of Srimati Nagamani Purnaya, Kannamma, Vijayamma, Subbamma, Ratanalamma, who have documented many of such tales, who have lived such lives, and who have showed us what is faith on this beautiful Thursday when we celebrate Ladies' Day. As I express my gratitude to Swami for enabling us to relive these stories through the devotees like Srimati Vijay Kumari and Srimati Nagamani Purnaya, I pray to Swami that we too are filled with that kind of faith. We too are filled with that kind of conviction. We too are filled with that kind of focus on Bhagwan, just like these ladies had, who loved Swami like the Gopikas of yore, who just told Swami, "Swami, we are yours, and everything of ours is only yours." If we can live with that kind of a feeling, whoever we are. In fact, Bhagwan says he is the only Purusha. Everybody else is only the feminine principle. He is the only masculine principle in the whole universe. Everybody is actually a lady. If we can cultivate that kind of love and that kind of deep attachment and connect with Bhagwan, there's nothing else that we need to do. Outside, inside, deep inside, let us be filled with Him and Him alone. Dear listeners, we'll continue these tales in the coming episodes of Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram, in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any stories that you have read, if you have any documentation that you have with you, or if you want to share anything about this program, please feel free, as always, to write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number, 9393-258-258. Offering this little endeavor at His lotus feet with all humility and joy, I take leave. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.